You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kyler Murray did not have scheduled media availability today, but there he was at the podium. The independent study addendum addressed will have Kyler in his own words. And the former Bengals player who has a new quarterback, and he says that new quarterback will make the Joe Burrow leap this year. Let's go around that horn.
To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have that passion and not take this serious is almost, it's disrespectful. Of course, I watch film by myself. That's a given. That doesn't even need to be said. It's funny, but I, you know, to those of you out there that believe that I'd be standing here today in front of y'all without having a work ethic and without preparing, I'm honored that you think that, but it doesn't exist.
Kyler Murray in his own words today, again, that availability was not scheduled, but he certainly wanted to be out there, L. Duncan. How did you hear, Murray? Is the drama about the clause in the contract for independent study over?
What I heard was just more misplaced anger. It's always geared towards the media. My thing is, Kyler Murray and his agent don't get to use the media, right, to force the Cardinals into a new contract earlier than they wanted to, and then scold the media because they discussed something that is completely unorthodox. Are you joking? A clause that literally says you can't play video games and you have to study for at least 4 hours, that dropped right into our lap. Of course we're going to discuss it, Kyler. What he really needs to be asking is the same thing we've all been asking. Who leaked this? Who benefited from embarrassing Kyler and embarrassing the team as much as they did? He needs to be asking that, and why, if everything is all good, why he admitted that he doesn't study film in a New York Times article back in December, and why the team that knows him best mandated there be a clause in the contract before they paid him. If it's no big deal, why'd they have to put it in plain writing?
So you're putting this all on Kyler Murray. Kevin Blackstone, you are worked up about this. Please, around the horn to you.
Yeah, first of all, I cannot believe that Kyler Murray and his agent signed the contract with that kind of language in it. You know what it smacks of? You know, Jason Reed at Anscape, formerly known as The Undefeated, just wrote a new book called The Rise of the Black Quarterback. I've not read it yet, but I am certain that part of that book is going to discuss the doubts about the cerebral abilities of black quarterbacks and their ability to play this game at a high level, which basically is what you are saying when you say that Kyler Murray has to spend 4 hours every day doing film work. And what he said in the New York Times was about his cognitive skills, not about his physical or athletic ability. Cognitive has to do with what's between the
ears. Was the word that I believe Kyler Murray used. He says, I have the cognitive ability. Right.
Exactly. Cognitive means I have the intellectual ability. Maybe he's a savant as a quarterback, but I just think it's embarrassing. It's unnecessary. And as I said, if I'm Kyler Murray and his agent, I don't sign that contract with that language.
Then how does it play? I mean, you sign it because it's $230 million, some might say. How does it play out if he refuses the contract because of this clause?
Well, you refuse it by holding that up, and you say, this is ridiculous. I don't have to sign on to this kind of language. I do study the game. I am a smart quarterback. I'm not the old stereotype that you may suggest I am by having me sign on to this. Is anybody else on this team signing a contract that has that language in it? If everybody else does, then I'm cool with it. If I'm the only one, then I'm not.
Everybody wants in on this. Woody Page, please.
Yes, I totally agree with Kevin, what he's saying. I go back to the early days of 1970s in the NFL when teams didn't want black quarterbacks because they weren't smart enough was the claim then, and that was stupidity, utter stupidity. That if you looked at a Terry Bradshaw who didn't have great cognitive awareness at that time. He won Super Bowls and nobody worried about him. But black quarterbacks were not considered smart enough to play. And so we're still dealing with that sort of approach. You know, when I first read about this, I started laughing about it. It's become more serious because Kevin, again, is right. His agent and Kyler Murray should have said, we're not getting anywhere close to this. I mean, you can say I can't drive a car or ride a motorcycle or skydive, but you're not going to talk to me about studying film. I do it on my own when I want to, and I think that's the answer.
Elle can't even contain herself from getting back in, but I have to go to David Dennis first. And David, if I could just start this off by saying, the team knows Kyler Murray and his studying habits, and that's why this is in the contract, correct? This is not just we're going off an idea of him. They know him.
I mean, theoretically, they know him, but I kind of agree that I find it hard to believe that this would be in a contract for white quarterbacks across the league. But with that said, what Kyler Murray said at the press conference, I totally agree with. But this is something him and his agent should have said months ago when they were presented with the contract. Like, that's when you stand up for yourself. And, like, L is totally correct. You don't turn that around on us as on the media. We didn't make you sign a contract. We didn't hand that to you. We didn't put that paternalistic, insulting thing in the contract. You agreed to it. That's when you stand up. That's when the agent stands up. And the agent really should be sitting there next to Kyler Murray at the podium explaining why he advised his client to sign that contract.
L. Duncan, back in.
Thank you. Yes, David, that's what I'm trying to say. I understand the language is coded. I understand how problematic it is that you would think that you would have to mandate a black quarterback force himself to study. My issue is specifically today. You still didn't answer why it was in your contract to begin with. You still didn't answer why they offered that to you. You didn't answer any of those things. All you did was lambast the media for talking about it. That's what we do.
I don't see this as a media
story. It's fodder,
and
it's unorthodox.
I don't hear it.
He said that we were disrespectful for not recognizing his merits and his talents.
That's allowed.
No one ever
He can feel
that.
Disrespected by the media. That's fine. The fact is, he gave a quote. He said, I don't really watch that much film because I get it. Well, those were his own words. The team clearly saw that and was thinking, you know what? After the playoff game you just had, you want one of the greatest contracts in the history of the sport? This is going to be in it. Last word, Kevin Blackstone.
Well, I would just say that he can point to the body of his work, right, as an example of why he should get that contract. But to everyone else's point, that language does not need to be there. And as I said, if everyone else on the team has to do it, then that's fine. But if you're singling me out, I'm not comfortable with it, and I'm not signing it.
He's being singled out for the $230 million, too. No one else is getting that contract as well with the team. There's something going on here because there were the whispers about this months ago, not in the contract, but just, is he the leader we want? Is he the type of leader that's going to get a biggest contract in the league? Whether you huff it, whether you think it's coded, whether you think the team knows him, the team should want their quarterback to succeed. Isn't that right, David?
I mean, I think that there are plenty instances. Like, Kyler Murray cannot be the least amount of studying type of quarterback out there. I'm sure there are other quarterbacks who study less than him or whatever. Right, but I mean, but that doesn't mean you put it in. They don't have it in their contract is what I'm saying.
I
think that this is something that happens when you're a young black quarterback.
I hear you on that. When I heard 4 hours per week, I was like, that's it? I mean, I thought they were going to say 4 hours per day, 4 hours a week, 45 minutes a day of extra study. That doesn't sound like a big ask anyway, but I don't know how they go ahead. What, do they have a camera in his tablet that shows what he's doing? I mean, I don't know how that gets sorted out. Thanks for your thoughts on this. We'll move on. Baseball. Mets blowing the roof off of Citi Field this week, and they don't even have one. Can you sweep a two-game series? Mini sweep. For the Mets, first inning comeback on Tuesday, walk-off Wednesday. Yankees immediately respond to the loss by trading for Benintendi. You people, you spend all your time talking about the Yankees. So, Woody, do you believe in the Mets?
You gotta believe, Anthony.
Woody.
Talked about 1969, the Mets' slogan was, you gotta believe they won the World Series that year. And they've actually brought back that slogan every once in a while. I think we're going to see it down the stretch of this season. I thought it looked like the World Series. Honestly, watching those two games, I was mesmerized watching those games and what the Mets were doing in it and how they came back in the second game and won it with a walk-off. And I think that it scared the Yankees, and they were talking about, well, if we have to play them in the World Series, and it wasn't just me saying that. At first base, the two players of opposing teams were saying, this would make a great World Series. Yeah, you're right. I'd look forward to that. In regard to why I would reason that the Mets should be believed, they're about to get DeGrom back. Did you see Max Scherzer? Scherzer, 7 innings, great pitching effort. He celebrated when he came off. And DeGrom is going to have another minor league season. I think with those two guys in the lineup, yes, you got to believe.
David Dennis Jr.
I believe in the Mets. I've believed in the Mets since the beginning of this month when they came down to Atlanta. The defending champion Braves were right there behind them, and they won that series. Yeah. You know, I think that they, you know, these are championship winning series that you do, and you do the same thing to the Yankees. DeGrom, face down Judge, you know, struck him out 3 times
Scherzer,
last night.
Yeah.
This is what you, struck out Judge 3 times last night, is what he said. DeGrom is on his way back. I think that this is a championship team. The only reason we're not looking at them like that, because they have Mets on their jersey. Take that away, and they're looking like a team to beat.
Devin Blackiston.
Yeah, and let's not forget about Alonso. He's crushing the ball as well as anybody in the league, better than anybody in the league. So they've got offense. They've got great pitching. And you know what? They've been steady pretty much all year long. They haven't had a roller coaster season. They haven't had any droughts like the Yankees have right now. They've just been steady as can go. So I've never doubted.
Listen, Dad, nobody doubts the Mets here.
No,
David, I love the way you said that. I've been a believer in them since earlier this month.
Since the very beginning of July.
Yeah, well, that's longer than some people. I'll give you credit for that. L. Duncan, how about you?
Yeah, when the Mets can prove they're amazing in September, I'll believe them.
Another
they needed
slogan.
This game more.
Yeah.
They needed this series more. The Braves are breathing down their neck. If you're the Yankees, you are sort of withstanding your adversity. Every championship team or contending team typically doesn't have a charmed existence for the entirety of the season. And that's sort of what's happening with the Yankees right now. They've lost 10 of 15. They had to put Michael King out for the season with, you know, a season-ending elbow injury. Luis Severino is still out. Giancarlo Stanton is still out. The good news is they got Andrew Benintendi. He's not great in the division, but he is going to be a really reliable guy for them and a power-hitting lineup. I think if you're the Yankees, your biggest concern is you can't beat the Astros, and this is not about making the playoffs for the Yankees. You need
We've
to
heard that from Aaron Boone. Like, this doesn't matter now. October matters. Although, the last month they've had, it's been middling. Do you think Benintendi means they're not going to go after Juan Soto now, Duncan?
I hope the Braves go after
him. Oh, I know you hope the Braves. I have a question about that. You know what it probably means? It probably means we don't get that moment where Joey Gallo gets a pinch hit late in a game. Have you seen that? I mean, go out and watch video of Yankee fans watching in real time Joey Gallo batting. And, yeah, you might get how they're feeling about their position in the outfield. Take a break, buy or sell on the other side.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
It's buy or sell, and it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough going from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer. from Devontae to Allen, it's going to be, a transition. We're a defensive team now, so I'm not worried about it at all.
Oh, Rodgers had some material, and there's nothing I love more than you people laughing at the interview subject jokes. You think it's so funny. All right, Woody, buy or sell Aaron Rodgers having some fun with Devontae Adams and then also the defensive team?
I'm buying this Aaron Rodgers over the Aaron Rodgers who showed up last year, who didn't want to play the game, thought about retiring, wanted to go somewhere else, didn't want to talk about getting a vaccine. This guy at least is trying to have some humor, maybe prepared for that, but it looked a lot better than what we saw from him a year ago when everybody hated him.
I have spent many years as an entertainment journalist. I know what a PR rebrand looks like, and this is a Jenner Dash-level rebrand. This guy got a writer's room. He's got everybody's writing his jokes. He's going to cosplay as Nicolas Cage. He's doing all this stuff to make everybody forget the things that he said last year.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, I haven't forgotten it, and that's why I'm selling it. Is he still going to Joe Rogan for his COVID advice, or is he going to an actual scientist or a doctor? What's his vaccination status? Have we cleaned up any of this? I don't think so. It's hard for me to just sit there and chuckle along with Aaron Rodgers, a guy who I love to watch play the game.
L. Duncan.
I love that he dressed up as Nick Cage, because now we can call him Con Aaron, which, of course, has a totally different connotation than Con Aaron did just last year based on some of his behavior. He's laughing now, but that's because they haven't actually had to take to the field and figure out how they're going to make up for that 34% of receiving production they just lost when Devontae Adams chose the Raiders over them. Alan Lazard is his guy now. It's all funny until they start losing games.
Is it really funny, though? You know, I write jokes in my scripts every now and then. The Peanut Gallery here never sells my jokes like you guys do when you're interviewing Aaron Rodgers. Belly laughs there. Yeah.
There it is.
Right, we'll move on. Next in training camp talk, a proclamation that a quarterback is going to take the jump and be this year's Joe Burrow. Any ideas? Any guesses? Well, it says Jets on the screen, so thanks, video department. CJ Uzama played with Burrow last year. He says he sees it with quarterback Zach Wilson this year. He will make the Joe Burrow jump. Are you buying that Zach Wilson is the quarterback in the league to take the Joe Burrow jump this year, David?
I'm selling it. He's going to need 2,300 more yards, 25 more TDs, and one more Jamar Chase to look anything like Joe Burrow. Yeah. Like, whatever happened to just these receivers just saying, hey, my quarterback is good? Like, why do you have to compare them to all the greats? You got Tyreek Hill acting like Tua is the next Dan Marino. Just say my quarterback is good and we can avoid
Kevin
all of
Blackstone.
This.
Well, he is catching him in quarterbacks being sacked, getting close to net. But no, I mean, come on, stop this. I mean, maybe if Azuma had brought with him T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, then maybe I could see this happening, but they don't have
the man caught passes from Burrow last year. He's liking the arm on Wilson this summer, L. Could there be something here?
The only way that Zach Wilson's going to look like Joe Burrow is if he pulls a Buffalo Bill and literally wears his skin as an outfit. Come on. It's so unfair for a guy interceptions. He threw 9 touchdowns to 11 interceptions, and now you want to make him Joe Burrow? That is so extra unnecessary. It's the kind of pressure that we're seeing Tyreek Hill put on Tua Tagovailoa.
I hear that. That's extra. going Buffalo Bill. So to the Lambs, maybe a little extra, some might say.
Aim for Daniel Jones. Not Joe Burrow.
It's hard to follow Elle today. She's got such energy when she talks to us. Thank you, Elle, for setting me up on that. But I would say this. I'm going to be the only one to say, oh, yes, he's going to make the leap to Joe Burrow, because I want to come back in December and say I was the only one who said it. And I'll be the only one that says it anywhere.
I'm not following you, Woody. Do you think he's making the jump, or do you not think he's making the jump?
I think I'm the only one that's going to say it.
Well, then that'll be your last word. I'm not following you. You're going to follow L off the program right now.
No.
All right. All right. Hey, David, you want to buy or sell three? You want to buy or sell Jimmy Butler's new hair? David Dennis Jr., please go ahead.
I think Jimmy Butler bought Jimmy Butler's new hair. Like this, we saw what he looked like a couple months ago. Now he looks like a Tyler Perry villain. Good for him. I hope he's enjoying it.
Oh, you're buying that?
Yes. Listen, he bought it, obviously. And guess what? Because he did, it's his hair. So, Jimmy, when someone asks you, is it all yours? Say yes, because I paid for it.
David Dennis Jr., Kevin Blackstone, Showdown next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine line. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
More from NFL training camp. It took two incomplete passes on the first day of camp from Mitchell Trubisky for Steelers fans in Latrobe to yell towards Mike Tomlin to get rookie Kenny Pickett in there, ESPN's Brooke Pryor reported. Tomlin smiled it off with reporters afterwards, said he's not announcing a starter today. So my question, David Dennis Jr., is two incomplete passes too soon for Steelers fans to worry about their QB depth chart?
It's absolutely too soon. Two incomplete passes, but I want the journalist there to dig a little bit deeper and prove to me that that's not Kenny Pickett's cousins or aunts or meemaws in there booing and, you know, trying to get him in at the start.
JB?
Meemaws, that was my grandmother's nickname. Of course it's too early. What are we doing here, people? We know Trubisky's story. We know he's been questioned, but don't question him. He may be your quarterback. Give the guy a little bit of support. You know what? Take some solace in your defense being able to disrupt those passes.
Meemaw. This is news to me. Meemaw? Yeah, that's grandma? That's
my grandma.
Both of you have a – wow. I Meemaws.
Everybody's got to have a meemaw.
Yeah, come Nona. On. Nona? Okay. Points. We'll move on. Dan Campbell's training camp tradition now, I guess, 2 years in a row. He did burpees with the team. He made it through 40 burpees. Players said they were impressed. So my question, Kevin, last year he did this. Players were impressed. They won 3 games. Will 40 burpees this year from the coach put the Lions over the top?
Well, I don't know how that's going to get you some W's. First of all, let me be technically correct here. That's not a burpee. That was an up and down, because a burpee, you'd got to jump right when you get back up and get off the
you
ground.
You want to show us right now, Kevin?
Well, I could get down here right now. Can we tilt the camera a little bit?
David?
But I'll send you a video.
Look, as somebody who it would take like 3 weeks for me to do 40 burpees, I appreciate that. But of course he's good at burpees. How else is he going to get down and bite those kneecaps?
Team likes it. That's all that matters. Point game FaceTime, David Dennis Jr.
I don't know if you all have noticed, the sun is shining a little bit brighter, birds are singing a little bit louder, my skin is clear. You know why? Because tomorrow, Beyonce's new album, Renaissance, is coming. Yes, I am a charter member of the Beehive, and it is a glorious day that we're going to get more Beyonce. I'm so excited. I bought a box of merch from the Beyonce website. I don't even know what's in it. I'm just so excited. I cannot wait.
What's your favorite Beyonce song, David?
Resentment. And the best Beyonce album is B-Day.
Today's champion. We'll see you tomorrow. 40
Slurpees.